Blog Talk Radio.
Today, December 19th, but here are the birthdays, deaths, and events. Mary Sanford, the woman who probably started the PTA, Parents Teachers Association, very controversial now. They're into the, quote, nonprofit business here in California. A lot of controversy about accountability for the funds that they raise and some of the political agendas. It's just another example of how these organizations start out with the best of intentions and end up acting in the worst possible way. Henry Clay Frick. A lot of people don't know that name unless you study the history of American steel industry. He built the world's largest coke and steel operation. And he was very controversial in his time. He was a contemporary of Andrew Carnegie. One of the great music conductors and teachers, Hungarian Jewish background, Fritz Reiner was born today in the famous year of 1888, which was a year which many of the great classical artists were born, singers, conductors, pianists. Reiner was a student and a protege of the great Richard Strauss, even though Richard Strauss was kind of anti-Semite in a sense, and he went along with the Nazi regime. But Fritz Reiner at that time had emigrated to America and worked at in the Metropolitan Opera and in Pittsburgh at the Curtis Institute. He was there for 10 years. And there was a controversy with the Chicago Symphony after their longtime German conductor, Frederick Stock, the founder, had died. They wanted to bring what was one of the world's greatest conductors, Wilhelm Furtwängler, whose music we will play probably Wednesday. I didn't get to it, I'm sorry. Anyway, because he was associated with the Nazi regime and the Chicago Symphony was funded, a large part supported by the Germans of Jewish heritage in America, and of course the anti-Nazi feeling, a lot of artists who stayed in Germany or who couldn't leave Germany but performed in the opera and on the stage were blackballed or for a long time when they tried to return to America where they had their previous had performances like Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. And Furtwängler was considered to take over the Chicago Symphony, but because of the anti-Nazi sentiment and a lot of feeling after the war, they finally settled on the Hungarian Jew, Fritz Reiner, who was a very great conductor. He only lasted 10 years. Talk about great performance. He was to perform conducting duties at the Metropolitan Opera on Decameron, Wagner's opera, ironically, and he dropped dead of a heart attack. But great recordings from him. Very fine musician, and he students of his baton technique. It's really something. Some very funny stories about the great Fritz Reiner. Also, BBC has come out with a poll on of musicians on the 10 greatest recordings, and so we'll get into that since we have in our archives, and also from the stuff we put together for Western Public Radio and KLW, many great recordings from the very beginning of Thomas Edison and his Mary Had a Little Lamb up to some of the great CD recordings of today. We'll get into that probably later in the week. Among the other great artists today was born Sir Ralph Richardson, a great English actor, one of the last of the commissars who became succeeded Stalin. Leonid Brezhnev was born today. He was born in the Ukraine, ironically. Ian Hurden was born. You don't hear much about him unless you see the film, I think, Egyptian. Patrick had a very deep voice, kind of like she was an ambassador, I think, during the Reagan administration. Among the deaths we had were Walter Williams, the last daughter of the Civil War, to be a drunk. He died in 1959 at age 117. Rand Massey, those who remember Kildare, from his family, Massey, the great actor, the world's largest actor, and he had a son, and Massey Urban, many of our great actors of the 40s, 50s, and even 60s came from Canada, like Glenn Ford from Quebec. We had John Ireland from British Columbia. We had Kurt from Toronto. Walter, the father of Ben, and was a dentist on Canada's contribution to America. Was initiated, so I got my for start of Republic episode history and contributions to what we call the 448. Also, today, we had a great actor, Joe Mastriani, if you know the Dolcita, right today. Among the events today, Robin, who after 10 years was the island, Daniel Bowles, Robert Stroh, Ben Frame, Richard Stanley wrote Poor Richard's Epic under the name, and then it was discovered that it was really Ben Franklin. Also, Thomas Paine, another great author of the American Revolution, he wrote The American Crisis, was prelude like the common sense, and that ended the phrase, these are times that I meant soul. That is applicable to the world. And in 1777, in the Revolutionary War, took his army to the way forward, and suffered through the war witness in America, and the side trip with York. Also, today, in 1928, South Carolina, the first rebellion, they had to write a nullification, that is, to nullify the law. There's a fight in Japan about that, and it's South Carolina originally. And then in 1942, it was independent of Hawaii, but the Madison mission that was sent to the whalers and who went away, figured out a way to Hawaii to the Indian state. And this is one controversy in the Obama certificate that Hawaii, the 49th state to enter the Union was Alaska, and that was in 1959. And then there was Hawaii. Hawaii was the 50th state to enter the American Union. And there is discussion and debate that Obama was born in Hawaii at the same time he was born. And the other diversities of his opinion and all that, it's not going to go away. Also today, we had the Christmas Carol. Then 1891, first black American was ordained. His name is Charles Bowles. Then 1941, World War II, the United Government, the Yards of Immigration, the Office, sometimes I think we have that in this piece. So, Charles World War II, Eisenhower, appointed commander until in later, he was nominated to be president of the Grand. And another general of World War II. In 1965, General de Gaulle, in his third try at command, was elected, but then 3 years back in May of 1968, and workers uprising in Paris, he said, had enough, and retired and later died as his country France. He also visited Ireland where his ancestors came from. And the minister of him, a white woman in his ago. He also said his son went into the French Navy as an admiral, people serving. One of de Gaulle's children had a Down syndrome. Also today, 1964, after his resignation, became president, and he appointed Rockefeller, who became 41st Vice President of the United States. Other one, Indira Gandhi, 1970, he was the assassination. Another one, Mary Field, became the first woman to receive an artificial heart at the Brick Heart. And then in 1995, Queen Elizabeth agreed to the divorce between Prince Charles and Princess Diana. So then back to Henry VIII again. Since we're discussing the bank period and I think it's very relevant, Fred was one of the last great political humorists. I mean, he could say and give speeches and little anecdotes without being really bitter. But he made a point. This is really important. So I'm going to play this. Will Rogers castigates the bankers.
Loan shark and interest hound. I have addressed every form of organized graft in the United States, excepting Congress. So it's naturally a pleasure to me to appear before the biggest. You are without a doubt the most disgustingly rich audience I ever talked to, with the possible exception of the bootleggers union, local number one, combined with the enforcement officer. Now I understand you hold this convention every year to announce what the annual GIP will be. I have often wondered where the depositors hold that convention. I had an account in the bank once, and the banker, he asked me to withdraw it. Said I used up more red ink, and the account was worse. I see where your wife come with you. You notice I say come, not withdraw. I see where your convention was opened by a prayer. You had to send outside your ranks to get somebody that knew how to pray. You should have had one creditor there. He'd be showing you how to pray. I noticed in the prayer the clergyman announced to the Almighty that the bankers were here. Well, it wasn't exactly an announcement. It was more in the nature of a warning. He didn't tell the devil that he figured he knew where you all were all the time anyhow. I see by your speeches that you are very optimistic of the business conditions of the coming year. Boy, I don't blame you. If I had your dough, I'd be optimistic too. Will you please tell me what you all do with the vice president the bank has? I guess that gets anybody more discouraged before you can see the main guy. Well, the United States is the biggest business institution in the world. They've only got one vice president. Nobody's ever found anything for him to do. I've met most of you as I come out of the stage door of the Follies every night. I want to tell you, if any of you that are capitalized at under $1 million need to hang around there. Our girls may not know their Latin and Greek, but they certainly know their Dun and Bradstreet. You have a wonderful organization. I understand you have 10,000 here, and with what you have in the various federal prisons, brings your membership up to around 30,000. So goodbye, paupers. You're the finest bunch of Shylocks that ever foreclosed a mortgage on a widow's home.
Very apropos even to today, and this is also apropos, Will Rogers on unemployment.
We're reading the papers every day, and they get us all excited over the one or a dozen different problems that's supposed to be before this country. There's not really but one problem before the whole country at this time. It's not the balancing of Mr. Mellon's budget. That's his worry. That ain't ours, and it's not the League of Nations that we read so much about, or it's not the silver question. The only problem that confronts this country today is that at least 7 million people are out of work. That's our only problem. There is no other one before us at all. It's to see that every man that wants to, able to work, is allowed to find a place to go to work, and also to arrange some way of getting a more equal distribution of the wealth in country. Now, it's prohibition. We hear a lot about that. Well, that's nothing to compare to your neighbor's children that are hungry. It's food. It ain't drink that we're worried about today. Here a few years ago, we were so afraid that the poor people were liable to take a drink that now we've fixed so they can't even get something to eat. So here we are in a country with more wheat and more corn and more money in the bank and more cotton, more everything in the world. There's not a product that you can name that we haven't got more of it than any country ever had in the face of the earth. And yet we've got people starving. We'll hold the distinction of being the only nation in the history of the world that ever went to the poorhouse in an automobile. The potter's field are lined with granaries full of grain. Now, if there ain't something cockeyed in an arrangement like that, then this microphone here in front of me is, well, it's a cuspidor, that's all. Now, I think that perhaps they'll arrange it. I think some our big men will perhaps pick some way of fixing a different distribution of things. If they don't, they're certainly not big men and won't be with us long. That's one thing.
Here's Will Rogers talking about politics and civilization.
Well, then later on, they'll unearth the state capital, you know,
And then eventually, as Washington is covered up on account of its being the least civilized, it'll be the last place covered up. They will excavate in there and find the old Capitol and decipher some of the old hieroglyphics, you know, that people of those days humorously call law. You know, they let steal all them, and they'll come from the four corners. I bet they come from all over the whole country, four corners of the earth, to see what queer race live there. You know, and they'll find places called banks where the money changes. Man who in those ancient days lived by interest alone.
And we hear a lot about Tebow and what he's doing with football. Well, here's another great inspiration from the great Newt Rockne, who died on the plane with Will Rogers in Wiley Post in Alaska. So here's Newt Rockne's famous locker room speech to stir up the Notre Dame players.
Collins, Ewan, Colrick will play the ends. In the same backfield, Jimmy, Ewan, Collins, Chetney, and Nimi. Now, the success of any team, man, based on team play, them has been shown all year. Sacrifice, unselfish sacrifice. These other fellas, they say, are pretty good, but I think we're better. And I think if we get ourselves keyed up to a point where we're confident of that, why, the results will take care of themselves. All right, now in the kickoff, if we receive, as the men drop back on the receiver and block long, at all Notre Dame style. If we kick off, but the rest of these teams walk, let's run down fast. This is as fast as you can run. And then we go on defense. And on defense, I want the center in and out of that line according to the situation. Use your old head, and I want you guys charging through as far as you can go on every play. They expect to play right over you every time. And the tackles, they want you to go in a yard and a half, and then check yourself. Spread your feet, squat down low, and be ready with your hands and elbows. They won't be sideswiped. But I want the ends in there fast every play. Every play, but under control. And you men in the backfield there, I want you to analyze before you move. And they throw a forward pass. They throw a pass, wait till you see the ball in the air. And then go and get it. And when they get it, boys, that's when we go on offense. That's when we go to. And don't forget we're going to pick on one tackle that is weak. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them and outside them. And when we get them on a run once, we're going to keep them on a run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get them on a run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. Don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick us. And the black out of the goal. The first whistle of the man to win there. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man?
And here's Will Rogers and talking about what's wrong with the United States.
Dancing at a Dreisen Weber's restaurant in New York. And while the nation danced, one man watched it all and discussed the topics of the day. He was Will Rogers.
Now, folks, all I know is just what little news I read every day in the papers. Everybody's talking about what's the matter with this country and what the country needs. What this country needs worse than anything else is a place to park your car. What our big cities need is another orange in these orange aid stands. I'm off Ireland for home rule from now on. I read an Irish paper the other day and it says liquor is 18 cents a quart. Can you imagine a nation wanting more freedom than that?
Lon Ziegfeld kept bringing Will Rogers back to his follies year after year, and Rogers was a hit as usual. The year was 1914. By this time, the First World War had started. In England, they were singing It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. In America, they first sang I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, but that changed to I'm Proud to Be the Mother of a Soldier Boy by 1917. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Katie, and Hinky Dinky Polly Voo became pop hits. And Over There by George M. Cohan developed into an unofficial anthem, much as God Bless America did 25 years later. Lillian Russell, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, William S. Hart, and Jack Dempsey sold war bonds. And thinking of more peaceful moments, Earl Carroll and Enrico Caruso wrote a song together called Dreams of Long Ago, and the great Caruso recorded it. As the war was ending, John Wanamaker, a department store in Philadelphia, transmitted phonograph record music to John Wanamaker's store in New York without the use of wires. It foretold the coming of a great new segment of showbiz, radio.
And we went with our usual politics and poker. They haven't taken me up on this poker game. The political candidates for the Republican nomination. So anyway, we'll keep trying.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, what do you say?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and
that's true, and we'll see if the deck is stacked this time. This is Pierre Barbazzola. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and we should have those rare recordings for you. Good night.